This is Trevor Lockwood with my word of the week. And because of the political upheaval, particularly in the Middle East that we see at the moment, I decided to look at democracy, a word beloved by many politicians. But what does it mean? It's democracy's government of the people, by the people, for the people. That's what Abraham Lincoln, the American president, said. That was back in the 19th century. There's no doubt about it, it's quite a challenging form of government. And it's the opposite to the other types of government we can find, like the monarchy, where we have government by a single ruler, a king, a queen, or an emperor, or aristocracy, hereditary noblemen taking charge of it all, an oligarchy, government by just a few people, a theocracy, a government by God. Well, certainly religious leaders, and dictatorship, government by people that have seized power by force. Okay, bit of a problem there with constitutional monarchies, as we have here in this country, and they also have in Spain, in Belgium, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, and the Scandinavian countries. So we have to look at this term democracy, so we have to look at this word democracy in a slightly different way. Here we have a democracy, a form of government where a constitution guarantees basic personal and political rights, fair and free elections, and is independent of the courts of law. Whereas a totalitarian regime might just have a little group of leaders on the basis of an ideology, perhaps. Authoritarian regime is again a government by a group of leaders. But in contrast to totalitarian regimes, there's no distinct state ideology. It's just about power. Because when God comes in the way, in reality, this government is by religious leaders, and it's usually an interpretation of ancient religious laws. Now, normally we'd assume that for democracy to work, we have a guarantee of basic human rights that's given to everybody. There'll be a separation of powers between the institutions of the state, the government with its executive power, parliament with its power to pass laws, its legislative power, and courts of law, who oversee the judgment of those laws. And there's freedom of opinion. The speech, the press, and the mass media can do what they like under certain rules and regulations. There's religious liberty. And a general equal right to vote. One person, one vote. And we hope there's a focus on the public interest. And there's an absence of corruption. So there's good governance. As Churchill said, no one pretends that democracy is perfect or all wise. Indeed, it has been said that democracy is the worst form of government, except all those other forms that have been tried from time to time. This very word, state of democracy, had its origins in ancient Greece, with contributions later from ancient Rome and even Europe and North and South America. And the idea of representative democracy came from the European Middle Ages, really, because the Greek interpretation of democracy was somewhat different. It really was an oligarchy in many ways. In ancient Greece, they were talking more of rule by the governed rather than the alternative system of a monarchy or an oligarchy. Or I'll get even more confusing, if you like, and call it timocracy, which is the ruling class of property owners. I think sometimes we have to be aware, particularly when we have a government that's full of multimillionaires with inherited wealth, that 70% of the land in this country is owned by 1% of the people. So do we have a democracy? There's much talk right now that the power should be handed down from central government to the people, to local communities. I had a brief look at communities in another word of the week recently, and so far we don't see any great signs of that changing or affecting us too much. The concept of the big society, however laudable, seems to be falling flat on its face. We can carry on with our definitions, if you like, or